So, I'm here at Backspace Gallery with Raza Smite, right?
Smite.
And?
Raita Smit.
Okay. You're married?
Yeah.
Oh, that's unusual in Holland. But it is very unusual. Tell me what you do. Why are you here?
We represent here our work, what we are doing in Riga. We are during this last year we established the Electronic Arts and Media Center in Riga. This is first new media center, and also okay, I don't know what to say.
You started a new media art center. Is it like a gallery? Because a center, it sounds like a really big office building with lots of special departments.
Yes, you know, there is a one part why it sounds like that. This is official part maybe, and you know, you to get some grant money or something, you have to put it in some definite way. But actually, this is maybe more a creative group of young artists who just want to experiment with this new media thing. That's how it is. But yeah.
That means that you are also giving young artists the opportunity to work with computers, or do these people have they already worked with computers before?
No, we all are beginners. Actually, me and Russ, we started some year or 2 years ago to work with computers, and then now we are able to teach people, artists who don't have any idea how to work with.
Sorry, yeah. You have to sit down, because otherwise I think you'll get a sore back.
Oh, yeah. But we have one computer now, and it's sponsored by Soros Foundation Latvia, so you know, it's interesting situation with this one computer, because it's not enough. You know, there are 4 or 5 people sitting next to him and waiting sort of a line, so to work with. But the nice part of this situation is that we can discuss, we have time to discuss, we can change our opinions, experiences, because if we had 6 computers, everyone just will be just sitting at the computer, and you know, it's a different communication. I mean, when you sit at a computer, you are alone with computer, and you can communicate with people from different parts of the world at that time, but you don't know anything. You don't feel what's happening in the space you are in this room. I think
when you're sitting behind a computer, you kind of melt in with the screen, and you just forget the world around you. You mean,
right.
But the people that are working with you, they don't have computers at home.
No, mostly they don't. Some of them are working in some companies just for money with computers, and you know, that's it.
And you said you work with hacked software only?
Mostly, because, you know, it's... I cannot say it's usual in Eastern Europe, but it is, you know, and the prices are such high, so I cannot buy all stuff I need, so...
Mm-hmm. You were saying earlier on that there has been this established art community in Riga that was picking out, you know, the successfulest of different scenes to exhibit them, and now that you have created a new space, it seems to attract a lot of people because of the new opportunities that it offers to exhibit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. But does that mean that you also get like a lot of rubbish, a lot of people coming to you that actually are not so interesting, but are just there because, it's a new thing and they jump on it?
No, not really. We even haven't made opposition to this mainstream art because this art scene is pretty small in Latvia. So we even collaborate with the same artists also for this, you can say, mainstream or contemporary arts, which is still very powerful in Latvia. Mostly people who are really, they are really very interested in, and they also have all art education mostly, so it's, but they just also are a bit confused in this situation because of this all, very old conservative style of education in the art academy, and so they also, they of course feel very well what's going on around, but there still is lack of information, and then people, that's where they are coming to our place, and just also, yeah, like I told, there's just one computer, but there we have also like here in Backspace some magazines and newspapers and information. So at least we are talking also a lot what we can say them, what we know, because also we have, I could say, self-education just mostly in this media art.
Mm-hmm. And you organized a conference. Was it the first one?
Yeah, it was the first one in Latvia, in new media art. But it was real. I think it was really in time because there was really good responses and also support. The conference was supported by Latvian Ministry of Culture and British Council and Soros Contemporary Art Center. And I was even surprised because to find so many support during 2 months, it was a very quick idea, and I invited 8 people and almost everybody came, and the conference went 2 days. It was really, yeah. And now after the conference, really more and more people are more interested in new media activities. And also, yeah, very good response.
And what can you maybe give any specific examples of what people do with the kind of information they get from this conference?
Actually, they do what they do. I don't know, because it's we also are teaching some of them, because who don't have any access to computer, and step by step, it's just they started to know something more, because I can really feel that they want to learn something else. To, you know, people are taking home some books about media theory even, and are reading them, but. I don't know.
Well, it is. What are the challenges and the opportunities of new media for art in Riga?
You know, maybe. I'll try to talk just about myself. Started to do all this and what for I'm doing this, I think that is more because I want to express myself somehow and to meet people who maybe think similarly or yeah, it doesn't matter, I think.
But why choose the computer? Why choose new media as a medium?
You know, that's a question, because actually I don't know, maybe this is nothing to do with computer as itself, but it's a new thing, and I mean the technology and all this, it brings with some kind of new thinking new thought. It's a new moment, I think, and on the beginning all these moments are very creative, are very very honest, so that's maybe why. computer.
Mm. So commercial computer art is still far away where you are.
Actually, I'm working also in for commercials to make money, and
that's not what different. I mean. That's not what I mean. I mean, like, no. Really, the commercial art scene. I don't mean design for factories or anything. I mean, really, the high art, the established art scene that might want to pick out some of the grains of the new media art groups. That is still far away from where you are working.
I think so. Yes, because there are. If you want to become an, let's say, a well-known mainstream artist, there are several things you have to do. I mean, it's clearly already, it's obvious. I mean, you have to have several exhibitions, several self-exhibitions, and this way is very obvious, and you need some kind of manager. I don't know who can promote your work, and I think there is nothing to do anymore with creativity or with honest self-expression. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know anything about the political situation in Riga, but this your art center also we're having an audience. Okay. Here we are again, and I hope you will stay where you are. Yes. I don't know much about the political situation in Riga, huh? But has the art scene been in trouble with the political regime in the past? I suppose it has. And what's the situation with new media art in this context?
Well, it's so new that I think almost nobody knows about it. Just maybe now after this our conference, but I don't know. There are, I think, so many still political problems. Nobody cares at the moment about culture and net culture.
But culture does interact with I mean, are there any artists that are working on the edge of politics and art?
Mm. Oh, it's very strange with art and culture, because in the Soviet times of art was art and artists, these mainstream artists were the most popular people, more famous people in Latvia, like also people from theater, but no. This is changing, of course, and art and culture is getting more, less and less popular because of this economics and new marketing systems and etc. And artists are completely confused because art never was so commercial, and even now there is many galleries, but artists are not used to work in commercial way, even if they would like to. And also they cannot be anymore so independent because they make already such contemporary paintings or really like accommodation. So you have to present. Otherwise you are making them. You have to sell or present or whatever. But economical situation in Latvia is that nobody buys anything, and that's why I don't see any reason also to develop art in this way, at least in Latvia. And that's why also we chose this name in this net art, because it's completely, we started from the most idealistic positions to look at this, because you cannot sell anything. In Latvia you cannot sell completely anything, so that's why, what for shall I paint or make some product, what for? And but I like that in net art you can make, let's say, it's nothing, or it's air just, or just the digital codes, or whatever. So I think that's really impressed me. And yeah, very confused artists, I think, even at the moment in Latvia. And that's why, just now when we started this center, finally, young artists also had the opportunity to participate and to try to develop themselves at least in some new way, or at least in art. And this new situation, we'll see what will happen. How it will be the relationship between this new movement and this middle generation contemporary arts artists. So. The writers started to work together 3 years ago when we finished Art Academy, so we are used to work together. We also made all solo exhibitions with our collaborative projects. So, and also I love it. We made together.